It's Randy Bauman and the DVE Morning Show, your radio home of the Steelers, 102.5 DVE Radiothon happening right now. Currently, we are looking for 25 rock stars this hour. Val, we are so close. We've got 21.
Woo! Awesome. Just four more.
Punch it in, baby.
We got this.
Okay, time for our picks. Yeah, donate online, DVE.com, or by calling 412-692-8900. Time for our picks. Last week, I went 10-7 against the spread.
I went 7-10. I pulled a groin on the bets that I made last week.
It happens. All right, let's go through week three in the NFL. Bill, tonight, Carolina at Houston, plus 8.
Houston, we have a problem. Tyrod is day-to-day, Deshaun is case-to-case, and Davis Mills is dollars to donuts losing this football game. Carolina.
It's a trap! Davis Mills is at quarterback for Houston. Davis Mills sounds like a hub of outlet stores where the Texans could shop for another quarterback. But the defense is going to keep it close. I think they're going to cover again. Washington at Buffalo, minus 8.5.
Buffalo's defense broke Tua's ribs last week, and I think if he's lucky, the Heineke man will only have Tua turnovers. Allen and the Bills win by double digits at home.
Bills back at home after the embarrassing loss in week one to the Steelers. Josh Allen and company destroy the Heine. Bills give the points.
Wow. Severe.
Yeah. And, hey, that's how they do it up there. Bears at Browns, minus 7.
The Browns have a chub on and off the field this season. I think the one on the field has a day. It hurts my heart, but the Browns win and cover.
Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields starts. If this was Andy Dalton, I'd take the points. But a rookie in his first start on the road, The fights in the parking lot are going to be more interesting than this one. Baker blowout. Ravens at the Lions, plus 8.
Coming off an emotional game against KC where the man on the hike that they call Lamar willed them to a win, I do think he's ready to go on the road and beat Goff, but I'm still taking the Lions with the points.
Major letdown game vibes for the Ravens on this one, but the Lions aren't that good, and Lamar is like Detroit in the summer of 67, on fire. Take the Ravens. Colts at Titans, minus 5.
Carson Wentz has a broken ankle and a broken ankle, so I'll have a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich and put it on the Tannehill account. I'm taking Tennessee.
Jacob Eason is starting at quarterback for the Colts. His father, Tony Eason, took the Patriots to the Super Bowl in 1985 and got benched in the second quarter for Steve Grogan. I don't know if Steve Grogan has a kid, but if he does, he might want to start warming up. Titans let Derrick Henry loose. Give the points. Chargers, Chiefs. Chiefs minus 6.5.
The Chargers are like the Bengals of the AFC West, but unfortunately they're playing the Browns of the AFC West, so I'm taking the Browns again. Chiefs win.
Chiefs win, Chargers cover. They always play the Chiefs tough. Saints at Pats, minus 3.
Picking the Browns to win a game is bad enough, but picking the Pats to win hurts my soul, but this is the soul-wrenching business of gambling. Pats win and cover. Or they just win.
Yeah.
Outright.
Well, you got to pick one.
Well, they're given 3 points.
Yeah, but if they win, they could win by 1.
I had a game last week where my team won by 2.
Oh, yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
That's winning cover.
Okay. Belichick's defense against Jameis Winston essentially on the road for the third straight week. Plus, Peyton told us the Pats bugged the locker room, so I love the Pats to cover. Falcons at the Giants, minus 3.
This is like a fart wrapped in a dirty diaper inside a porta-potty. I'll take the Giants, but I'm not happy about it.
Falcons have looked awful. Giants have at least looked like they could win. I got Danny Dimes to run a couple in. All right, back here in Pittsburgh. Bengals, Steelers. Steelers minus 3.5, Bill.
Classic Big Ben walking boob game. He plays better the more ailments he's dealing with, and a sore chesticle is just what the doctor ordered. Mm-hmm. He gets it done. Steelers win by a couple field goals.
The Bengals aren't ready to burrow out of their futility just yet. Steelers cover as long as Ben doesn't have both of his arms ripped off, which if he does, at least the offensive line would have an excuse for not helping him up this time. Arizona at Jags, plus 7.5.
It must be Groundhog's Day because I'm picking Kyler Brian Doyle Murray to win again. And if this is the first game you like better than any so far, just watch that first bet. It's a doozy.
How much money do you have? Take that and then as much money as you can borrow and put it on the Cardinals. They're going to destroy the Jaguars. Jets at Broncos, minus 10.5.
Usually I wouldn't take 10.5 points, even if it was the over with these two teams. Teddy Bridgewater is playing great, but the Broncos aren't necessarily the greatest show on turf. However, the Jets are awful. I'm taking Teddy B and the boys to beat up on the Jets.
Jets are the Pirates of the NFL. They get rebuilt more than Route 28. Broncos D kills them. I don't think the Jets will score much. Miami at Las Vegas Raiders, minus 3.5.
At the Death Star and without Tua, the only way I see Miami winning this game is if there's a spit fest and Waller, Carr, Crosby, and Ruggs all get tossed. I like the Raiders.
I'm going with the theory that the Raiders are better than we thought, and that's why we got smoked last week. And Miami is without Tua, who could be out for as many as 2 or 3 games. They're not going to be able to keep it within 4. Take the Raiders. Tom Brady and the Bucks at the Los Angeles Rams, plus 1.
This could be a classic Brady chess move game. Play conservative and let the Rams win in the regular season, only to crush their dreams in the playoffs. I'm not falling for it. Bucks and Brady get it done.
Tom Brady eats 30 to 50 almonds a day as part of his diet, something he felt the need to share with people this week. Look, I don't care how many nuts this guy shoves in his mouth. I think he's going to beat the Rams by a late field goal to cover. Seahawks at Vikings, plus 1.5.
Seattle is solid, and I think they bounce back after getting slayed by the King. I like Seattle in this one.
Vikings are 0-2, and back home against the Seahawks team, they got rolled by Tennessee. The Vikings are due here. I really do like the over in this game and the Vikings because there's going to be a lot of points scored in there. Green Bay at San Francisco, minus 3.5, Bill.
Aaron Rodgers cares again. I think they start making their case for NFC dominance. Pack is no longer whack.
I think that's a Sunday night game, isn't it? It's a pretty good one. Aaron Rodgers playing near his hometown, but he doesn't speak to any of his family members, so no pesky ticket request issues to distract him this week. I think they cover even if San Francisco wins late. And then Monday night, Philadelphia at Dallas, minus 4.
Dallas is better than we thought, and everybody knows Dak don't crack. I'm taking Dakalicious and them Cowboys to win on Monday night.
Dak is just getting going right now.
You ever seen Dallas from a DC-9 at night?
No, but Jalen Hurts will see plenty of aircrafts flying overhead while lying on his back all Monday night. Cowboys win easy. There's your picks for the week. You just have to discern which ones we were making jokes about and the ones that we actually met.
Yeah, I don't know about your picks, but the presentation is phenomenal.
Well, isn't that all that matters, sir?
It is just spectacular.
It's Radiothon 2021. We need... Oh, boy. We hit the goal this hour already. Yeah. Nice job. $500 from John and Coriopolis. $1,000 from Jefferson Hill. $5,000 online from Craig.
Whoa.
Damn, whoa. Craig.
Okay, Craig. Oh, Craig.
Oh, Craig.
Thank you, Craig.
Joe from Gibsonia is our newest platinum rock star. Thank you guys so much. That's awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And we're going to introduce you to Dr. Abigail Schlesinger, and she'll talk about some of the really cool things they're doing at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh that make it so unique and why it's pivotal that you donate.